Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour four of the nation, and at 877-881-1053, it's time for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking
and What You Thinking.
We have a few lines open, okay? There are only a few rules of What You Drink and What You Thinking. Number one, you got to answer the questions. Number two, you cannot be operating heavy machinery at the time, which does include automobiles. Okay, currently, we're going to go around the room, tell you what we're drinking and thinking, and then we'll get out to your phone calls. I'm drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, actually my third of the afternoon. I've been getting after them pretty good. Thinking a lot about sports. You know, our old sales manager up here, Sam Morton, he is one of the partners at the new Dallas pro soccer team. They're playing in the USL out of Garland, I think, starting in 2026. Tonight, they're having a brand reveal. So we're going to see their logo and their team name and stuff. So I think that's pretty cool. The USL soccer model is promotion relegation as opposed to the MLS model. Ooh. They have a pretty interesting TV deal as well. I'm always interested in like the upstart league possibility. So I'm going to be tracking that story. Are you thinking Dallas Stars though? Maybe the worst sports luck we'll see all year. That was even worse than giving up those 3 goals in 1 minute to Vancouver about a month or so ago.
Oh, jeez.
It was just,
I don't know if it'd get worse than that.
Eliminate the Avs, three goals that likely should not have gone in. But hey, you know, these things happen. You got the benefit in game 5. You were on the other side of it in game 6. Was that your best opportunity to win the series? I sure as hell don't think so. Yeah. Kennedy Landry posted some Rangers offensive rankings at the conclusion of the A's series. This is rock bottom. Barreled balls, they're 29th. Runs per game, 29th. On base percentage, 28th. I'm really shocked there have been a number of teams that have been worse in some of these statistical categories. But the Rangers, I do believe these next 6 months now are going to be baseball paradise for us as Rangers fans, because it's going to, you know, improve to the mean or something like that. It's going to
progress. So you believe in progress Krim that much,
It's going to progress to the mean. I believe in Corey Seager, and I believe Berger's going to be back here pretty soon. Brian, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I've currently got some, just finished some lemonade, believe it or not. So I actually had something to drink today, which is rare for me. But what I'm thinking is I'm really excited about the Derby. I'm excited about the, as we went through it on 340, and the guy said, I'm going to post on Twitter the three horses that I think that I'm going to, well, not that you have to like, but the three horses I like. So excited about that. Also excited about, it's come to the end of the school year for Bennett down in Austin. So I'm going tomorrow down there, to cook for his buddies doing a crawfish boil down there in Austin. And, I'm also going to watch the Derby with them. So very excited to kind of close out the school year with my son down there.
Love that. The 316 texting that Morton's kid, Mitchell, who I met years ago, is going to go play Division I baseball at Xavier next year.
Oh, wow.
So congrats to that. That's pretty cool. 682 sipping a watermelon Red Bull thinking the Lakers don't deserve Luka because they've all turned on him because they lost. I'll drink to that. I love Laker tears, however I can get them, Chief.
Amen. Yeah, I'm drinking the delicious Jamaican coffee.
Hmm.
Courtesy of Dr.
Michelle.
Dr. Michelle, bringing it strong.
We have the best coffee support staff in the league.
We do, man. It's one of the biggest perks of being here. And I'm thinking about how excited I am that tomorrow night, game 7 at 7. We don't have none of these 9 o'clock puck drop action going on, dude. We're going to get a nice, nice night of sleep after we kick that ass.
Well, then also be pulling for St. Louis Blues to maybe close this thing out. I know they're down 3-2 right now, game 6 being tonight. But, that way you get St. Louis in that central time zone. That would help your sleep patterns as well. If you get
that'd be clutch.
Round, instead of having the Winnipeg sleep patterns.
Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's L.A. with what he's drinking and thinking.
I'm drinking that Spittle coffee. I'm wired to the gills, bro.
There you go.
Grooving off this pack right here.
That's that Jamaican, that Blue Mountain coffee.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It just brings it to you in a cup. You know what I mean? I got this from Colombia.
Trust me on this.
Yeah. You're good.
Jaws going east to west.
Thinking, is this it for the rain? Is this over with?
Looks like
for a couple days. Yeah.
For a couple of days. Like, do I have enough time to go wash the truck, clean it up? Because it had that pollen on top of it. Now it's going to have this rain situation.
Let me see what we got.
I've been parking under a little old tree, so the birds been getting active on my joint.
Yeah, you're due. From what I could tell, it was a little spotty to predict it, but I think for today we're through it now, aren't we?
So that means no.
Saturday looks like a high of 74. I think I got this right. Sunday high of 75, both days sunny. Monday high, partly sunny, and high of 77. So no rain until Tuesday.
Okay,
We're saying right now.
Yeah, I'm going to clean it up then. Yeah. And send a TV series to the fan text if you guys are watching a good TV series, something to watch this weekend.
Definitely not The Last of Us, I'll tell you that much. I'm still bitter about that. We got season 2, episode 3 coming on Sunday, and it's a truth serum episode.
Right, is that right?
I might change my tune by next week, Lucius, but right now I would say just watch season 1. That's what I would do.
You're in a third and long situation.
We're done with it, right? Thank you very much. And play the video game. Let's go to line 1 here at 877-881-1053. It's Rodeo Ron and the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
I'm drinking some mighty fine H2O today.
There you go, sir.
I'm trying to clear up a major case of cotton mouth. And what I'm thinking is I got a question for y'all. And the reason why I got this question for y'all, because y'all are way more intelligent than me. Do any of y'all understand toilet paper math? I mean, really, how do they come up with 4 rows equals 8, 6 rows equals 12, and then like the package I got today was 12 rows equals 48. I'm so damn confused on this. Maybe y'all can help this Tolo out. And remember one thing. If you're not sober, listen to that G-Bag Nation with Rodeo Ron trying to figure out toilet paper math. Where the hell you at, baby?
There he goes, Rodeo Ron.
Sound good. Keep it going, man.
He was my guy last week there at the Addison Pluckers there for the draft party.
Holding it down.
He looked good. We saw him at 101. He looked really good, man. I mean, seriously, health-wise, it's amazing. But really happy for him.
You see what happens when you sober up?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You start focusing on fans. Like, wait a minute. I've been buying this toilet paper. Yeah. I think they're getting over on me.
Standing there at the grocery store. Oh, by the way, real quick, I had at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I was pushing the wrong basket. I grabbed somebody's basket by accident.
How far did you get?
To the point where I went like 3 areas and I looked down. Like,
oh, no. Wait, my diapers aren't in here. Is this a senior moment, bro?
No, I just was looking for some crab oil liquid, liquid crab oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing in the lady, I don't know where it happened, but her basket was there. She might have grabbed my basket.
Oh,
I don't know.
Let's not start finger pointing.
But no, but literally I looked down. I was just grateful that her purse wasn't in the basket.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of been went, in real I, trouble. I was pushing around. I was pushing, looking for my basket because it had.
So did you go find her and swap back?
No, I left.
You just bailed?
I saw my basket. Just
left it on the shoulder?
I saw my basket and I left it over in the vegetable section.
You went and got your basket and left that one in the vegetables?
Yeah.
Wow.
I tried to
find her.
Did
you see the lady?
I tried to find the person with the basket. A lot of really good.
Lady, where are you?
Yeah. Ma'am, you've got my basket. What are you doing?
Hey, Brian Broaddus, former Packer scout here.
ma'am, I'm sorry. I think I have your basket by accident. My apologies. I left it in the vegetable section.
Did you leave her with a little, throw a little something on the Japanese horse? Hot tip?
No hot tips. Right. I was really embarrassed. I bet you security camera caught me. I bet you security cameras saw
they were eyeballing you.
I was wondering why there were officers downstairs earlier before the show. Line two is Cody. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Cody?
Hey, gentlemen. I got a special guest with me. I got my son, who's 10 years old.
Okay.
And he is, today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, sir.
And so we are in front of McDonald's, getting ready to get some McDonald's and getting ready to go into the Rangers game tonight.
There you go.
And this is a special milestone for him. Bryson has had 3 open heart surgeries and 18 procedures before he even turned 3 years old.
Wow.
And
he's hockey tough.
And he wanted to get on the radio and say something. Go ahead, Bryson.
Hi.
Hey, Bryson. Sir.
Hi.
What you drinking?
Hi, Bryson.
What you drinking today, Bryson?
I'm drinking my water.
Very nice. What you thinking?
Today he's drinking his water, and we're getting ready to go, and we're thinking that Leiter's going to pitch well tonight, and we're going to get a Rangers win, huh?
Yeah.
There you I love go. It. Well, you do.
Best of luck to you guys. Happy birthday to Bryson.
Bryson needs to get Dad. Get Bryson one of those big ice cream helmet deals out there. The Bluebell people.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get spoiled.
Yeah,
today.
There you go. Get him one of those.
Tear it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Salute to you, sir.
Bye, guys.
What a wonderful story. I can't imagine.
Man. And hockey tough.
Yeah, it's a hell of a 10th birthday party going out to the Rangers game, dude. Yeah. Kids on cloud 9 over there heading to McDonald's before the game. Kidding me? Shay on line 3, what you drinking? What you thinking, Shay?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I am drinking a zero sugar Dr. Pepper, and I'm thinking two things. One, Game 7 Stars. I really think that if we can beat Colorado on shots on goal. I think if we can match or beat them, I think we can get the W. I really do.
There you go.
And two, am I wrong to be cautiously optimistic about this Cowboys season? I don't know. Y'all tell me.
Appreciate the call, Shay. I share your optimism about the Dallas Stars, and I think that's a good strategy. You have the better goaltender, so maybe they can shoot a few more.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, I mean, you just the injuries, you know, and the youngsters that are unreliable.
Secondary.
I think the most I could see would be 10-7. I think somewhere between 7 and 10 wins is my range right now.
You're a tough division.
Tough schedule.
Yeah. But everybody in the division has to play the schedule. But, man, yeah, you've got a couple of games that maybe you can navigate there, but I think Dawson's right about 10-7.
Chris in Arlington, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Chris?
Hey, what's going on? I am drinking some pre-workout, pulling into the gym. And what I'm thinking is I am very happy that the Lakers are out. I can't stand LeBron. But my heart hurts. I miss Luka. I'm a huge MFFL season ticket holder. And I'm thinking about where we were a year ago, and I'm never going to get over it, man.
I hear you, Chris. Appreciate that. Go crush that workout. That's a good way to go into a weekend. You know, you head out to the bars on Friday after lifting weights for a couple of hours on Friday evening.
Yeah, you earn that.
You just feel amazing.
Yeah.
The confidence is just coming out of your pores. Jay online.
And the gym is pretty empty, too, by the way, on
right?
a Friday. Yeah, it's pretty good. Friday afternoon, Friday evening, you're pretty good, man.
Nice. Live it up.
Not like a Monday or Tuesday.
I am happy the Lakers are out. I've never had any LeBron angst. I thought some of his antics were weird and annoying, but he never really hurt me as a sports fan. You know, the Mavs, you get over on them in 2011.
Right.
You know? And then the championship in 2020, it wasn't part of a Lakers reign of terror. You know, by the time Magic Johnson and Kareem were done with you, everybody hated the Lakers. Same with Kobe and Shaq. If you didn't love them, you hated them.
Yeah.
I just don't think they've had enough success either there in Miami or Cleveland. But I get it. LeBron's polarizing. Jay's on line 5. What you drinking? What you thinking, Jay?
I'm sipping on some seltzers because it's easy on my stomach. But I got two things real quick. The guy that called earlier about the Cowboys being optimistic. Mm. Cowboys are just like politicians. They'll let you down every time. And then number two is I'm kind of starting to feel like we got a Luka curse because of Nico with our teams here in Metroplex. I'll leave y'all with that.
Thanks for the call, Jay.
Yeah, fair consideration. Hopefully the Stars go ahead and break whatever theoretical curse is out there tomorrow night.
It definitely is felt cursed. It's just too small of a sample size at this point.
Yeah.
You know, we're about 10 weeks in.
My man said seltzers. I'm drinking those seltzers by the pool. Yeah. And eating like a mustardy hot dog, a mustardy hot link or something like that together. I had indigestion for a week, bro.
Oh, I can imagine. Right. Yeah. It was worth it.
It's just rough on your stomach, huh?
Yes.
And he was saying it was easy on his.
It worked out for him.
I wonder what he's drinking otherwise.
Yeah. You're putting your street.
It's a good time for heartburn, though. Have you seen what Tums has been doing?
Tums?
They got these more Skittle-like, chewable Tums than the old chalky ones. They're not bad.
More candy-like?
They're close to a candy now, okay? I hate heartburn, they leveled up. Yeah, but Tums usually clears it out for me.
How often do you get heartburn?
I can go months, but if I'm eating poorly like I have been the last couple of days, then I would say a couple times a week.
I have to admit, I don't think I've ever had heartburn. I just don't know it then. I just never
like acid reflux I
never,
or any of that?
No, I never have felt where I've had to have Tums or anything like that.
No headaches, no heartburns. No.
You got a good gastro system.
I don't know what's
You don't get headaches either?
I got to study you, bro.
Even after drinking?
Mm-mm. What I would do is because I never drank I don't drink Cokes like you do. Like I never rum and Cokes and stuff like that. So the sugar is what gave me headaches. So I never did. I was always drinking scotch with water, or, you know, with beer, stuff like that. But no, I don't.
That's your hangover cure? Just drink scotch? Well, I never get hungover. No,
it's all about the mixer, though. No, the mixer makes a huge difference. Really. Dude.
I do. Like I said, I never drank any carbonated drink with the booze, and because it was the sugar. The sugar's what made me feel bad. So I don't think you, because you talk about, these Tums. I'm like, I'm 61 years old. I've never had a Tums.
Wow.
You know, so I wouldn't know. I don't.
You're
know.
In the 1%, bro. You're gonna live to 110.
Maybe not.
I'll be giving takes into a microphone for the rest of time.
Ryan's on line 6 here. God, what
how
you
awful
drinking?
Would that be?
What you, let's get through a couple more here. Then okay, we got Eric Nadel here coming up in about 6 minutes. Ryan, you're in the nation. What you drinking?
I'm drinking some water right now, but y'all know I'll be drinking when I get home.
I love it. Mountain Dew and JD.
JD.
Thinking?
Oh yeah, and I'm thinking that I love having daughters, at least one daughter who is a nerd like me. This weekend, I took her to go see Star Wars: Revenge of the Sith in theaters. She's only 3 years old, but she loved it. It was adorable. She had a Darth Vader mask on and everything.
Nice.
And I just can't wait for her to get older, and I'm going to teach her everything about nerd culture.
There you go, Ryan. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your nerd culture, sir. And I tell you what, 3 years old is peak, right? If I could stop my kid from aging ever again out of 3 or 4, I think I'd keep her right there, you know?
Can they go to the bathroom by themselves and do everything by themselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's been a while.
Fairly. I mean, even some 2-year-olds can get totally potty trained and everything. Line 7, Polo, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? How you drinking and thinking that right now? I just bought some live. Can you hear me?
No. Nope.
Yeah, we got you now.
Now we do.
I said I'm buying some lottery tickets. I ain't drinking nothing right now.
There you go.
What I'm thinking is, okay, we went and got Marcus Semien and Corey Seager, you know, these big old money contracts, and they really not producing. Everybody said Corey Seager's the best player in the Metroplex and through sports and all this, but I just don't swing it. I just don't see it, because every time the dude swing at a ball, he's trying to hit a home run versus just trying to get a regular hit like all the other dummies and like Adolis Garcia dumb butt. Because it's just sorry. It's just sad that y'all so strong and powerful, and y'all can't even hit a single or a double. That's why y'all going to mess y'all backs up. Y'all going to be all IR all the time.
Appreciate you, Polo. It's a damn good report. Firing takes about the Rangers. I mean, Seager hit .327 in that World Series year. Maybe, I mean, .290 right now. That's amazing by 2025 standards. But and Semien's been on fire here. Week and a half
since
now.
Since they've moved him down the lineup, he has done a much better job at the plate.
It is time for the money to start producing in a big way, though. I know CY said that the other day. Or no, it was Pete DeBoer that said that the other day. Maybe CY needs to say it now. Okay, there it is. What you drinking, what you thinking here on a Friday in DFW. Hope you're having a great weekend.
Good Jack. Looks like it's drawn out there. Get Jack.
Salute.
Get the last guy, Jack.
Okay, get Jack. Line 9 is Jack. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking, what you thinking, Jack?
Fellas, a little Delta 8 hitting today.
All right.
Very nice.
Yes, sir. What I'm thinking is, you know, I think we are, the DFW is sports cursed. But that being aside, we've got some of the best sports talkers, Nadel, well, I guess everyone except Shan, whatever that guy's name.
Shan.
Come on, bro. You know, the sports, hey,
Meat Church, brothers, I want some more. I'm out.
See you, Jack. There he goes with a Jim Rome dismount. The Sean Hader is back here. And what you drinking? What you thinking?
I think he was imitating Sean.
Absolutely.
Was. Doing his best.
He was.
Eric Nadel on the other side, then G-Bag.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The day here on The Fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. It's time to chat with Eric Nadel here every Friday at this time. The segment's brought to you by the on-time experts. We'll go commercial-free to the top. G-Bag of the day is right around the corner. Then LA Live. Eric Nadel brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you out there?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing wonderful, thank you. Such a big series here early in the season. How do the Mariners usually do when they come in here? I know they're terrible hosts for our Rangers, Eric.
Yeah, the Rangers handle them usually pretty well in our ballpark, not so much in their ballpark. You know, they're a pitching-oriented team, and formerly Safeco, now T-Mobile Park, is probably, in our league, the best pitcher's park. And the Rangers never seem to score a whole lot of runs there. And I know what you're going to say, they don't score a lot of runs anywhere now.
That's about to change, though, right?
That goes without saying, but maybe it'll change. They've had some success against Brian Wu in this ballpark. They didn't have a whole lot of success against him in Seattle this year in the early going, but we still have a long way to go.
How are we doing with Jack Leiter going into this game? Remind me of how he's been since the injury and what he needs to do to have success.
Yeah, Gavin, he's only pitched one game since the injury, and he was very erratic. His command was intermittent, to say the least. So hopefully that was just signs of rust, and he gets back to the way he looked in his first two starts, where he's able to throw more quality strikes, not fall behind hitters, which is something that he was doing in that game in San Francisco last weekend.
Eric, I'm going to ask you a baseball question here. How does a team stop pressing that doesn't need to press?
Yeah, I don't know that that's a baseball question as much as it's a mental skills coach question.
Yeah.
A question for the psychologists.
Yeah.
How do you stop the guys from pressing when they're all frustrated and they're not scoring? I don't know how you do it. Maybe it's something that, you know, a gifted coach or a manager like Bruce Bochy can somehow transmit to the players, but we really thought that the 15-run game was going to do it. And they'd come to the park relaxed the next night and, you know, would not necessarily score 15 runs, but at least start hitting again the way you expected these guys to hit. And obviously it just didn't happen the last two games.
Well, Eric, I'll draw from your experience then. You've been around different eras of baseball players. How do these players maybe take not having success as opposed to guys when you were with the team, you know, covering the team in the 70s and the 80s and stuff.
Everything's so much more serious now. You know, I think it has to do with the amount of money that players are making now. But, you know, in the old days, they would have sacrificed a goat or, you know, done something crazy like that.
Sure.
You know, burnt someone in effigy or, you know, brought in some sort of a witch to break a spell.
Sure.
You know, that kind of stuff, that kind of lighthearted stuff doesn't seem to happen anymore.
Do you have your own personal slump-busting strategy?
Yeah, Matt and I have our slump-busting strategies. We use different pens. We change our shoes. Matt has lucky pants that he wears. And this year, nothing's been working.
Well, he said he got a haircut. You know, he told us he got a haircut when they had they scored all the runs. So I was just kind of wondering, maybe can we find ways to get haircuts? I don't think you can do that, right?
I thought you were asking me if I could find it. No, hair to get cut.
Me too, Eric. I'm with you on that.
Has Hixie put you onto the Tommy John undies that he's so proud of?
No.
how do you approach? What's your underwear strategy, Eric?
It's funny. You know the Duluth Trading Company?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Very good.
I like theirs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Brilliant, to look right? into those.
No, for many, many years, I was just a jockey guy.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
And then it's funny. You know, when we did that road trip at the end of 2023 where the Raiders went to Seattle and then, you know, lost their first place standings and then had to go to Tampa and then had to go to Baltimore. Well, I ran out of underwear in Baltimore. And fortunately for us, there's an Under Armour store right next to the hotel.
Yeah.
So I wound up buying some Under Armour underwear for the first time. And it was expensive and, you know, not worth the extra money. Mm. But so now I've got a combination of Jockeys Duluth and Under Armour.
The move to the Under Armour material was shocking for me at first. It took an adjustment period. Oh, I didn't know what to think about it.
I don't think I've ever asked a Hall of Famer a question about his underwear.
Are we scraping the bottom of the barrel here?
Erica, I'm reading about Dylan Dreiling, a prospect with some power. You know, I'm wondering about Evan Carter. Blaine Krim is up. You know, what do you think about the demotion and what else we could see here?
Yeah, I think it's as much as anything, maybe to shock the team, you know, make it a wake-up call that if Jake Berger can get sent down, you know, there can be all kinds of other changes. But, you know, Blaine Krim's a guy who's hit well in the system, you know, all through the system. And, you know, we all have thought every year in spring training, you know, it's too bad this guy is blocked at first base and it's too bad this guy's never going to get a chance. Well, here he's getting a chance. I don't know how long the chance is going to last. But let's see how he looks against big league pitching. Because, you know, as well as he's done in spring training at times, it's generally been against minor league pitchers. Mm-hmm. You know, he usually hasn't been in the ballgame at the beginning of the game where the legitimate major league starter is pitching. So this is going to be a test for him this weekend facing these guys that Seattle's running out there.
Do you get the feeling that they don't like the player's focus or demeanor, or they're just trying lots of different stuff?
I think they're just trying lots of different stuff. It's not that guys have not been working hard. You know, they certainly have, maybe working too hard, you know, when they're frustrated at not getting the job done. But, you know, I really do think that they were trying to shock the team into starting to hit with this Berger send down. And that's just my personal opinion. I haven't talked to anybody on the inside about it. You know, I've been off this week, so I haven't had the opportunity to talk to Bruce Bochy or any of the people down in the clubhouse. But I'm here at the ballpark tonight. I want to see Jack Leiter pitch. I came out the other night to see Jacob DeGrom pitch. I sat in the stands, and the Rangers scored 15 runs.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe the magic is me sitting in the stands.
Okay. Well, we'll have to track that.
Shutting up and sitting in the stands.
Well, I don't think anybody wants that. We're glad to have you back on the call tonight, Eric Nadel. Before we let you go.
I'm not back on the call. I'm back on your show, but I'm not going back on the air.
Oh, wow.
Not till Tuesday in Boston. Yeah, I'm going to let Jared and Matt see if they can work their way out of this.
So you're hanging out with them tonight?
Yeah, I'll be with them some of the time, and I'll be in the stands with some friends of mine some of the time, and hopefully celebrating some of the time.
What are you going to be snacking on?
You know, I'll probably hit the Hurtado stand.
Yeah, there you go.
See what they're featuring there. That's usually my go-to at the ballpark. I do like the ballpark bratwursts, though, that they have at some of the hot dog stands. That's, you know, if I don't go to Hurtado or if the line is too long at Hurtado, then I will probably go with a bratwurst or two.
Eric, you're, like, very recognizable. Can you sit in the stands?
The other day I could. You know, a lot of people came up to me, which is nice. You know, they're always
super
friendly.
And you're very nice about it.
Yeah, I love talking to Ranger fans. Yeah. So, you know, if I get recognized, that's cool.
Okay.
If people start coming up to me and telling me that I suck, it'll be a different thing. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
What you drinking? What you thinking tonight?
I've been drinking green tea today. I'm trying to stay alert, trying to stay awake. And what I'm thinking is people start needing to buy tickets sooner rather than later for my birthday show. The seats are starting to move. It's at the Longhorn Ballroom on May the 29th, featuring Shiny Ribs and the Secret Sisters. And all the proceeds go to the Grant Halliburton Foundation. So get your tickets at longhornballroom.com. We've been accumulating auction items. We've got some great stuff. We'll start talking about that in the next few weeks. The auction will go online on the 22nd. But get your tickets now. Make sure you get the good premium seated seats at the Longhorn Ballroom.
Thanks, Eric. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, Eric Nadel, brought to you by Tonlock George, Eye Care, and TXU Energy. So cool that on your day off, you love the Rangers in baseball so much, you're going to hang out and watch the game in the stands with the fans. That's a Hall of Famer right there.
Man of the people.
And it's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
And congratulations to Eric, brother, because there's nothing like finding a good pair of underwear.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you can go through a lot of underwear until you find the right ones. Mm-hmm. My most comfortable underwear at my house, there's no nut area. It's like all it's just been, it's just frayed. It's just straight frayed right there. If I bend over, you get mooned for real, bro. But they're so comfortable.
It's like a perfect soft pocket in there with the fraying.
I got these polos nice on feature, right actually. Here. They came in like a pack of 3D's polos. Mm-hmm. I lost one pair already.
Ooh. Uh-oh, must have been a fun time.
It's in my butt somewhere. I'm trying to get it. Ooh. All right, too much. All right, G-Bag of the Day right here. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there this weekend, don't be afraid to hit me up. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. And you can find us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is former Dallas Cowboy Pac-Man Jones, Crash Man Jones. He went off on the Browns GM for how they were playing with Shadur.
And I really do think the president has something to do with this in a good way. Like, hey, yo, tweet about it. Boom. Obviously, he get picked 5 minutes later from the worst mother team that could have picked him. And the coach, I don't know if y'all seen the interview of the coach. This guy has no, I mean, or the GM, sorry. This guy have no coof about nothing that he is saying. Andrew Berry, shove it up your One of the worst interviews I've ever seen a GM do about a player that they are drafting. He's saying shit that we already know. Why are you guys? Oh, we expect him to come in and work hard. Nothing's given to you. Ain't nothing gave to nobody. Yeah. He's a fifth round pick. You got 5 motherfucking quarterbacks. Bro, this shit got me hot, bro. If I'm in Asia, we're trying to figure out if we can go anywhere besides here. Let's get the out of here.
Man, I love it. Pac-Man Jones just firing takes.
I think, dude, that was rising star.
Just firing, absolutely. You can just cut it off right there when it comes to him.
You think he'll ever be wearing like a CBS blazer?
Absolutely not. Not CBS. That's a Fox guy right there.
Fox?
I think Lucius might be a little bitter towards Pac-Man still.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I seen the real Crash Man Jones. His shirt was off in the club. He was sweating, and I thought I had a good situation that night because I had the VIP little section. They sat me right next to Crash Man Jones, too. His VIP was right there. Bottle in his hand, trying to squeeze on my girl's booty. Come on over here. Come on over here. I ain't had no haircut that night. There's just a whole lot going on, bro.
Confidence was leaking.
Yeah, just, oh, my gosh. Get over here.
Yeah. We're going home.
Come on over here with a real somebody. You're just all that stuff, bro. Just all of that.
On the night that you get the table.
Come on, man.
Not how
I'm
supposed
fly,
to go.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm fresh from Ross.
You're probably young and lean still.
Underwear all frayed. Feeling good.
Look at Dawson.
At this time, the underwear together.
All right, let's go to Texas Rangers radio broadcast right here.
Jake Berger has a new walk-up song. Too bad we probably won't hear it for a second. But here you go.
Jake Berger with a different walk-up song here today. Going with Big Papa by Notorious B.I.G. I like that change. See if it pays off here. First pitch. Breaking ball. Misses just low. Not a bad pitch there by Spence.
Do we have to put our hands in the air?
Wave them like we just don't care. You know, I love it when you call me Big Papa. The 1-0. And just to be clear,
let's look up the lyrics.
For Big Papa, you throw your hands in the air.
Oh, okay. You know, like you're a true player.
That's right.
Yeah.
And my guy, Matt Hicks.
Hicks, he's dialed on the music.
He is very dialed. Yeah.
I went from one play-by-play to another. The Korean broadcast of Jalen Brunson's game winner last night.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Oh, I bet this is even better than Mike Breen's double bang.
Hello, what's the deal?
Yeah. Brunson.
Yeah, I know.
운영이 매치업이 됐고 이번에도 미칼 브리지스가 도움을 왔는데 스크린 안 걸렸고요.
접점수로 와! 브런슨! 브런슨! 브런슨!
Yeah, dude. He is a bad A mofo.
Translated?
That's what it sounded like.
Brunson, 시간 한번 확인했습니다.
Yeah.
Korea coming in hot.
Okay. All right, what else I got for you boys? See if you can catch this. This is a hot take crash out. It's a podcast called Wager Chasers. Wager Chasers. He had a hot take on the Cowboys draft pick Tyler Booker. What is Tyler Booker's nickname? Did y'all remember what they kind of called him?
Big Book.
Okay, no. The Jalen Carter stopper.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, now.
Yes, I've seen this clip.
Okay, okay.
We got a contender here, okay. Boys.
Let me tell you how stupid the Cowboys are. They drafted just first. Give me a couple seconds. They drafted a guy who they call the Jalen Carter stopper, right? The guy who plays for the Eagles, right? So then I went and did my homework. They said this guy hasn't given up a sack in 2 years, right? But when he did give up a sack, he gave up three his freshman year. So I went to rolling. I'm like, so who the f*** did he give those three sacks to? All against Georgia. Who was at Georgia 3 years ago?
Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter. And then I'm like, how long has Jalen Carter been in the NFL? He's going on his third year. He hasn't given up a sack in 2 years. Well, duh, because Jalen's not in college anymore.
I like it. You're going to have a problem here, but I'll take it. You know, only a problem against Jalen Carter. Pretty good there from the Wager Chasers.
Yeah, and then they were saying, a lot of people saying Bama did not play Georgia Booker's rookie season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got community noted.
Oh, okay.
This was all a ball sack. Butt dragging the ball sack.
Booker and Carter never played against each other.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. Sit back. I got a little question. clear out. Yeah. I did my research.
Yeah, dude. Dribbled it off his foot out of bounds.
These guys will not believe what I have found out.
Yeah. Is it Pac-Man Jones going off of the Browns GM? Is it Jake Berger walk-up song there with commentary from Matt Hicks and Jared Sandler? Jalen Brunson from Korea, play-by-play. And the Wager Chasers podcast. I think I'm going to go with the champ Pac-Man Jones. Chief, how about you? Give me Hicksy and Sands.
Lucius?
Pac-Man.
Brad?
Pac-Man.
By a score of 3-1, still your champ. It is Pac-Man Jones. I think I'd get that guy on the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah.
You know, you could cuss a lot there. And they love hot takes. And it looks like he's bringing it. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
Well, all right, you square. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get
high. Y'all remember back in the day you'd see somebody outside of a gas station walking in small circles smoking a cigarette? You knew to give them a minute. You know? they were trying not to go to jail. This is, I believe wholeheartedly about, I'm not talking about bringing back to restaurants, but people, you go on a walk and look around. People need cigarettes, not vape pens. You get vape pens, it happens too fast. You get to that cotton candy immediately. A Winston 100, you're going to figure some stuff out. You know what I mean?
So true.
Yeah, man. I mean, I believe that. I don't smoke, but I've seen the magic of cigarettes. And people that haven't been around cigarettes, they've never seen a cigarette save Thanksgiving.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm going to go smoke, bro. I'll be right back. Yeah. All right, this is LA Live for Friday, May 2nd, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. We made it, people. We are blessed. Welcome in, last-time listeners. Welcome in, long-time listeners. It's another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Now, let's do this weekend properly because we earned it. But you got to do it safely. Y'all know the game. Avoid the law dogs this weekend, because if you get arrested tonight, player, you are not getting out of jail till Monday. That's the whole weekend gone right there. Gone.
Miserable.
And no, you know, we don't know what you got arrested for. I'm just talking about your days, dog. Yeah. You might be in there for a minute, player. You might want to chill on out. Mind your speeds. Someone ran into my dad's Denali the other day.
Jeez.
Totaled it out. He was parked on the side of the road helping someone else, and their car had stalled. Oof. And a drunk driver ran right into it. Bam! Right into the back of that joint.
No, man.
Yeah. And that's the one there. That's Patterson's old truck. Yeah. That's
Patterson's old Denali?
Yep. Coach Patterson, TCU. That's his old Denali.
Jeez. My dream vehicle.
Yep. Dad told me the story. I said, well, what you doing now? Oh, I'm at the Cadillac dealership. Give me an Escalade.
Yes.
Yeah, the insurance, they done cashed me one out. Y'all be safe, man. Don't drink and drive this weekend. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, do not crash out like this woman right here did. She was in court, family court. She kept keeping her kid away from the father. Just, you know, just playing keep away from the father. Really, really nasty stuff right here. And then she went off on a judge, and I could see why old dude left her.
She has withheld the children, that she failed to comply with the order of.
But there's reason, sir.
Excuse me?
There's reason. Okay. Valid reason.
Okay, ma'am, you're done. You don't have time to speak at this point. Okay, you've had a chance to testify. You had a chance to do a final argument. So you're done. So, ma'am, unfortunately, you leave me no choice, but the court will sentence you to 30 days in jail with the Calhoun County Sheriff. The court will further remand you to the care of the Calhoun County Sheriff, where you will remain until such time as the children are turned over to the plaintiff and until such time as you paid the previously ordered attorney fees of $1,000. So, ma'am, you can go with the sheriff, and
are you serious?
This matter is concluded. You're free to go.
Who is sucking who's around here? Oh, no, seriously.
Another 30 days for contempt of court. You're in jail for 60 days now.
No, what's going on?
If you keep going, I can go as long as you want, ma'am.
Oh, jeez.
How long did we get? Heck of a question she asked.
I want answers. Yeah, now, before we go any further, I want some answers. I'm being railroaded right now.
Man, that was not worth, was it worth the double sentence time?
No. Absolutely not.
I mean, it's worth it for us. Like, definitely for funny. Us. I mean, 30 days, you can be like, okay, this is going to suck, but it's 4 weeks. Once it's 60 days,
60's crazy.
Yeah. You're going to build lifelong friendships in there and get a regular card game going.
The dad was in the courtroom, too. Oof. And you could just see the double screen. My man shrugged his shoulders when she said that. He was like, I told you. I told you.
Looking like Nico watching Lakers the other night.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
No common sense on some of these.
Oh, my gosh. I love the little viral clip of that dude that looks kind of like Nico Harris's step cousin. You've seen that? And he has like the money phone and he's rapping. Fam, that song goes so hard. Song goes so hard, bro.
This is Nico Harrison's cousin?
And, well, I'm not saying it. It kind of looks like a Bizarro World Nico.
Okay.
Except the hairline is like more thinning.
Has he got the cash?
He's got the cash.
Okay, I'm seeing it. There he is.
And it's supposed to be Nico celebrate because, you know, the Lakers got booted. I love that clip. That song goes so hard. I watched it like 25 times this morning. Huh. Oh, my gosh. Hey, speaking of crashing out, this dude right here got into a single car accident out here on slick road. I think it was cold, maybe some ice. He recorded himself crashing out. And I'm only going to play this to you because if you're having a tough week, this guy right here feels you and he wants you to know. Don't worry about it.
If you're ever having a day, just remember you can't have a day than me because I'm still broke and I have this problem going on. And I'm still broke and I can't afford this. So if you're ever having a bad day, just remember not having as bad day as me.
Yeah. That's Ron before he quit drinking.
Buddy crashed his car, man. Looked like the axle was kind of bent a little bit, too. Mm. That's scary when I see them axles.
Yeah.
I see them in trucks. I'm like, how did you do that? I'm nervous.
It's so much power.
Yeah.
I mean, 70 miles an hour. I mean, dude died the other day falling out of a golf cart. You know?
Yeah.
Going like 8 times that speed.
Yeah. Yeah. My big brother used to scare me like that. He's like, man, anything can kill you. You know, he's kind of scare me, bully me. Anything can kill you. Paper can cut your skin, bro. You can die from anything.
Yeah. That before or after he sat on your face.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
6, 7 years old, scared as hell.
Do you ever get locked into, you know, down that kind of trippy rabbit hole while you're driving? All of a sudden you look down on the speedometer, you're going like 52 miles an hour. No?
No. What That's do you just mean? Me? You get locked in, like...
Start thinking about that
like
stuff.
Like the headspace your brother was putting you in. Like, anything can get you.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm, like, real cautious when I drive. I'm scared as hell out there. People are crazy, bro.
I mean, it's...
Is that what you're talking about? You're talking about zoning out in a different way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay. Especially, okay, you get a one-way road coming down of a mountain.
Oh, no.
With the other side just coming, and the only thing is the line.
Can't do that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these great American road trips that I do. That's driving up to the ski hill every day as a kid. You know, coming up that hill, 18 wheelers with a full load of logs on the back, swerving down.
That's too much.
Yep.
Now, the 4-lane roads, I'm not going to be in that inside lane. I'm going to the outside, especially if we're going over hills and things like that. I'm not playing with y'all, man. I'm not playing with y'all out here.
Okay, I'm glad it's not just me.
No, I'm not playing with y'all. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
And when there's people in the crosswalk, this happened to me on the way to work today. Somebody honked at me. There was people crossing in the crosswalk. I can't move my car there.
Yeah.
You can't have your car there as there's people walking through there.
That's right.
And I know there was enough space for me to get by. My man was, burr, burr. I was like, bro, there's people right here. What you want me to do?
Yep.
That's against the law, bro.
It is. I'm supposed to stop.
Yeah, everybody got to pay their own tickets. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Tis the season for them. As you can tell, I got some things. I just want to empty out the clip I've had for a long time. I need to let it go. RFK Jr., he savagely roasted West Virginia's governor. By mistake, I don't know if he did this on purpose, but listen.
I got to know, I said to Dr. Morris, or Governor Morris, the first time I saw him, I said, you look like you ate Governor Morris.
My God.
First time you saw him,
my
huh?
God, bro, the very first time?
By way of hello.
Oh, my God. Then he kept going.
And there was a lot of talk about getting healthy again, and I'm very happy. I'm going to put him on a really rigorous regimen. And we're going to put him on a carnivore diet. We're going to make him do, raise your hand if you want Governor Morrissey to do a public weigh-in once a month.
Jeez.
Track that progress.
And he's got to listen to me if he's overweight. On loop.
Get your ass up there. Governor Morrissey's weigh-in is streaming right now. Oh, speaking of weigh-ins, there's a boxing match tonight in Times Square.
Look at this tubby.
In Times Square.
Just outside.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Ryan Garcia and Rolly. Shoot.
That's the only place where you can go in America where it actually does look like the future that Back to the Future promised.
Yes.
That whole block area. It's like, wow, this does look like 2025 should be.
I wonder how it's going to work out. Hope it doesn't rain. Hope it doesn't get cold. This is going to be outside arena situation. I hope no one throws a drink or a beer up there. This is New York. We're talking about. So keep your eye on that just in case you want to watch it. Remember those twins from Australia?
Yes.
Oh, unison.
They synchronize how they
stereo,
talk.
Yeah.
They witness a carjacking.
Yeah.
Let me see.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he
was coming back down towards us,
and he goes, run, he's got a gun.
Run.
Yeah, that's an intro to a horror
movie. Is
this
a condition? I mean, seriously, is this something?
I don't know. They were on the news channel down there in Australia. Oh, good on you, mate. Yeah. Good on you. You're a 69er now. Yeah, they was on the news down there in Australia, and they were asking them about it. And apparently, this is just how they talk.
Wow.
Clearly,
yes.
Speaking in unison is a thing that you do. How?
Yes, that's right.
How does this happen?
Well, it just happens, and we don't know why. But we have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves. It's not us. And it's very hard. And yeah, and we don't care about the critics. We tell people if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the TV.
Do not switch off the TV.
I'm not turning off the TV.
No.
I want more.
No.
These gals are something. I don't know. I think there's probably something to the development of their speech patterns. They grew up doing that, so it's just normal to them. But there's also like the possibility that we're connected in ways we don't understand, Lucius. I like that angle too.
That could be impossible.
Yeah.
But they've tried to separate them, right? And they say they're not normal.
They can't. They can't function without each other.
Wow.
Okay. Double man twins right there.
Yeah.
I wanted to play some clips of Lawrence Taylor's lawyer. Remember Lawrence Taylor got busted, 16-year-old girl situation?
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago?
Long time ago. Okay. Long time ago. He was buying a prosy from a pimp.
Oh, yeah.
And the pimp gave him a 16-year-old girl instead of a girl. I mean, anyway, he's breaking the law, but it gave him something crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that day because the lawyer came out and was like, Lawrence Taylor didn't have consensual sex with anybody. And I was like, that's not what you want to say. And I was trying to find it clear all day, and it's been scrubbed off the internet.
Yeah.
All I had was this little radio show that talked about it for a second.
My client did not have sex with anybody. No, period. Amen. Lawrence Taylor did not have consensual sex with anybody.
I think we want to go back to college there. Pass the bar exam.
Wow.
My cousin Vinny.
Wow.
Might have cheated his way through that bar exam.
He didn't have consensual sex with anybody. They scrubbed that one. All right, bro. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. Y'all be safe this weekend. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. It's time to go around the bases as we come up on 35 minutes before the pregame. Chief, what kind of hardball stuff do you got?
It's a crim night, a lighter day, and we have an Evan Carter update next year in the Nation.